news this morning. After a tense night, anti-government protesters in Bangkok have defied a deadline to leave their camp. Since Thursday last, clashes have left 36 people dead and more than 200 injured. Troops have used live ammunition to quell about 5,000 protesters in the city centre. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has admitted that not all his public statements are the gospel truth. Last night, Mr. Abbott told the 7:30 report that sometimes, in the heat of the moment, he goes further with a promise than he should. But he said the public can rely on his carefully scripted and considered remarks. The Deputy Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has seized on the comments, saying Mr. Abbott can't be trusted. A senior Catholic clergyman is being investigated by police about claims that he failed to report child sexual abuse in the church. Catholic Archbishop of Adelaide Philip Wilson was a senior priest in the city in the 1970s and 80s. A Hunter Valley man says he was abused by convicted paedophile priest Jim Fletcher in the same house that Archbishop Wilson lived in. Archbishop Wilson denies any knowledge of that abuse. Investors are hoping the Australian share market will rebound today after suffering its biggest fall in 18 months. The market fell 3% yesterday as concerns grow about the European economy. And the United States remains concerned about Iran's nuclear program, despite Tehran saying that it will offload some of its low-enriched uranium to Turkey.